Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Richard Kaufman, a former addict and member of the military. He now coaches others to avoid the mistakes he once made.
I was addicted before I joined the military. I was an alcoholic by the age of 13. So when I joined the military, I was an alcoholic. And then I found drugs. And that's when Uncle Sam decided he didn't want me as a nephew anymore. And that's when he booted me out. So I think the military just makes you more of whatever you are. So if you're a good person, it makes you more of a good person. If you were a rotten person like I was at that time, it just makes you more of a rotten person.
By the age of 13, a full-blown alcoholic, why?
My father left when I was 3 months old. My mom was an addict. So it was just kind of helped me escape reality, where I became a different person when I had that first drink, and I felt my body light up and I felt like a different person. So that's when I became Rick instead of being Richard. So I think that's when I kind of had a different personality when I was drinking.
You joined the military, and then what happens?
Spent 2.5 years in, and then I got into a lot of trouble, got locked up, and they eventually threw me out for being a drug addict and alcoholic. And by the grace of God, I got back in the military and spent over 23 years in the military between Army and National Guard.
Suffered some PTSD. Share with us how you were able to overcome a lot of this stuff and where you're at today.
9/11 really changed my whole life, because actually where I'm sitting right now, overlooking the Twin Towers, where they once stood. And, you know, we knew people that were in the towers that day. So I became a broken man that day. And that's when I dedicated my life to trying to help people that can't help themselves.
So would you say overall the experience in the military was good for you?
Yes, it was very good. It taught me how to be a man. It taught me honesty, integrity, loyalty. It taught me everything that I am today.
And for those who've hit rock bottom, many times they're the best folks to give advice. They've been there. They've seen that. Now, how did you bounce back?
I had to do a lot of self-reflection, and I had to do three things that I tell everybody, that because I'm a coach, and three things that I tell them. You know, I've been in recovery for 32 years now. I haven't had a drink or drug since 89. First, you have to forgive people that have hurt you. Second, you have to ask for forgiveness of people that you've hurt. And third of all is you have to forgive yourself for things that you've done in the past. You can't move forward if you're always holding on to the past.
Key word there, forgiveness. It's easy to say, tough to do, one of the toughest things to do. You're known, as you mentioned there, as the comeback coach in your community. Tell us about that.
Well, just because I've personally come back from, you know, drug addiction, alcoholism, homelessness, PTSD, a traumatic brain injury, and now blindness. So I've had to come back through a lot, and I guess maybe sometimes I'm just too dumb to quit, so I just keep coming back. And a lot of people, you know, they I don't think my story is that interesting, but they do. I'm relatable to a lot of people, because a lot of people they either know somebody that's addicted, that have had addiction problems, or they have it themselves. So I'm a little bit more relatable than a lot of people out there.
Well, a lot of us, and this pandemic hasn't been good for those struggling with addictions. A lot of times people are coping by staring at the bottom of an empty bottle every night, popping the pills, smoking pot, whatever it takes to get by, they're doing. And COVID has been the catalyst for that. What's your message to those folks, Richard, struggling to get by just to see the next day? A lot of those folks are listening right now. What are you telling them?
Well, I just threw my own mental health summit April 3rd. It was called Today I Decide. And what that means is the three most important words in the English language are today I decide. You can decide not to go to bed the same person that you woke up as. it's up to you to make that decision. And then all you have to do is act upon it. If anybody's struggling, they can realize that they don't have to be that person they are anymore. Mm. They can change. Anybody can change. Use those three words, today I decide.
That's Richard Kaufman, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.